You're listening to Opening the Word, Catholic Reflections on the Sunday Mass Readings. This podcast is produced by the Augustine Institute, an apostolate helping Catholics understand, live, and share their faith.
Welcome to Opening the Word for this 31st Sunday of Ordinary Time. Today we will reflect on the Gospel reading from Mark, where Jesus encounters a sincere scribe. The passage offers us an insight into the kingdom of God and our opportunity to spread its influence. One Sunday morning, an old African chief was present at the celebration of the Eucharist. Tears flooded his eyes as he watched members of the Ngoni, Senga, and Tumbuka tribes worshiping side by side at the Mass. His mind had flashed back to his boyhood when he used to watch Ngoni warriors wash Senga and Tumbuka blood from their spears and bodies after a day's fighting. The contrast between what he had seen then and what he was seeing now overwhelmed him with emotion. That morning, at the celebration of the Eucharist, the old chief understood as never before what the church was all about. It was about God's plan for the human race. For anyone who knows the history of warring tribes in Africa, this is really a remarkable story. It's humanly impossible to bring about this kind of reconciliation. But all things are possible for God, and it was Jesus himself who brought about this reconciliation. When Jesus tells the scribe, "You are not far from the kingdom of God," that was literally true, for the kingdom of God was standing before him. All it took for the scribe to live in the kingdom of God was to reach out and to embrace the King of the kingdom. The Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches it this way. The Lord Jesus inaugurated his church by preaching the good news, that is, the coming of the reign of God, promised over the ages in the Scriptures. To fulfill the Father's will, Christ ushered in the kingdom of heaven on earth. The church is the reign of Christ already present in mystery. This is the good news you and I are called to share with the world, in our words and in our actions. First, in our words, we really need to do a better job as Catholics in sharing the gospel message with others. So may I offer an acronym that may be of help. GOSPEL. G-O-S-P-E-L. G. God has created us in his image to be in relationship with him now and forever. Oh, our sins have separated us from God, and we find ourselves in a great spiritual battle with Satan. S, sins cannot be removed through our own efforts. We need a Savior. P, paying the price for our sins, Jesus was crucified, died, rose from the dead, and ascended into heaven to prepare a place for us. E, everyone who places their faith in Jesus shall have abundant life here and eternal life in heaven. And what does it mean to place our faith in Jesus? Well, as the Catechism teaches, it's entrusting oneself wholly to God and believing absolutely what he says. So this is why the church is so necessary for us to place our faith in Jesus. And then L is life. Life that is eternal is the fulfillment of all our desires in heaven, forever with God, his angels, and his saints. This is how we are to think as Catholics. And how we think is really important. Why? Well, because it all begins with our thinking. Sow a thought, reap an action. Sow an action, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a character. Sow a character, reap a destiny. Our eternal destiny begins with our thoughts. However, we also need to earn the right to be heard, and our charity will pave the way for our words. The greatest way to love God and your neighbor is to share with them the gospel message, that is God's plan for their lives, and we share it through our words and our love. So the question for us today is, will you be courageous enough to share the gospel message with others?
You can watch these reflections in video format by visiting formed.org. Formed is an online Catholic streaming service created by the Augustine Institute and Ignatius Press, with award-winning studies and parish programs, inspiring audio content, movies, ebooks, and family-friendly kids programming. To support the mission of the Augustine Institute, please visit missioncircle.org.